Good morning. It is 8:41 at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and we do this every Thursday morning. This is Tourism. It's presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. My guest today is Tori Mischew. Tori, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Ron.
Thanks for coming in. Tori is the Executive Director at Hillsborough Arts Council. She's been involved with the arts for most of her life and is a committed advocate for arts education and programming that is inclusive and accessible for everybody. And first of all, let me just ask you, I know it's always kind of a hotbed of activity, but how are things in historic Hillsborough?
Things are booming in historic Hillsborough. I've been with my position for about 6 months now, and we've been living in Hillsborough for about three, and I kind of expected it to be a sleepy little town, you know, outside of, you know, big Chapel Hill, and I was very wrong.
Well, guess what? All kinds of things are going to get even busier over there.
That's for sure.
Now, you were previously in downtown Chapel Hill, and now you're in downtown Hillsborough, and I know that, you know, it's not very far.
No.
It's like 15 miles apart or something, but is it really all that different than Chapel Hill?
It is. It is really all that different. Chapel Hill, we were downtown in Chapel Hill. I assume you're talking about my time at Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you really feel the effect of the university when you're downtown. You've got an enormous city of people living across the street from you, young people. Hillsborough is very different. We have a historic downtown. The people we're serving are really the residents of the town, and those are the people you see every day on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And the tourists are there really to just embrace part of that Hillsborough charm, and it's wonderful.
I know the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, Orange County community really embraces the arts in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
How about in Hillsborough? Have you noticed a difference there in the way that Hillsborough embraces the arts?
Sure. Hillsborough embraces the arts like I've never really seen before. Even in Chapel Hill, I've worked in small arts nonprofits for a long time. And Hillsborough, you know, we're municipally supported, we're supported by the residents, we're supported by tourism. I mean, Hillsborough loves their arts. We're a community of artists. We have writers and poets and musicians and visual artists, and the entire community is behind them in everything they do, and it's really magnificent.
Even the mayor of Hillsborough is
an
artist.
Even the mayor, yes. And you see him almost every day somewhere downtown. And
oh, absolutely. Well, I know that you talked about how you serve at the Hillsborough Arts Council. You serve the local people that you see every day on the streets.
Yes.
But also, there are a number of visitors who come in from outside. How do you, what do you suggest that visitors do during the day or even at night in Hillsborough?
Sure. Oh, we love visitors. We love that people are discovering Hillsborough and, you know, they're finding us on the map and they're coming down, and there's no shortage of things to do. You can take historic tours. We've got historic sites to visit. You can, you know, grab a coffee and go walk on the Riverwalk. It seems like every night of the week there's live music somewhere at one of our great Wooden Nickel or King Street Bar. One of our great restaurants downtown are always worth a stop. Wherever
shopping, there's,
you can't go, you know, it's just a beautiful place to walk and enjoy as well.
And during certain times of the year, including this time of the year, there's a lot of outdoor music as well.
Oh, yeah, we love really to party this time of year. We do lots of outdoor music. We sponsor some with the Arts Council. Our last Friday concerts are always worth a trip to Hillsborough. There's artist vendors. There's nonprofits set up booths. And you can just kind of enjoy the music and wander around and shop and learn. And then the Chamber also does Sundays in Hillsborough where they have music on the lawn as well in the afternoon.
Well, there's so many authors who live in Hillsborough. It's amazing. And so many artists live not only in Hillsborough but all over Orange County. How can those of us who are residents of Orange County support our fellow artists in the community? What can we do to support them?
You know, the best way you can support your neighbors and friends who are artists in the community is to buy their art, to listen to their music, to attend their events. You know, there's one thing that I've noticed that often happens in the arts more than any other industry is that people expect the arts to come for free.
Mm-hmm.
And while we love offering free events, you know, as an organization, your support for us allows you to enjoy music for free. But, you know, purchasing art and purchasing those books from your friends and neighbors is really the best best thing you can do to support them.
Well, luckily here in our community, we appreciate the arts and certainly realize the value. I know that when you came in here this morning, you were excited to tell us about a big arts event coming up later this month.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. What's happening?
Well, it's not just one arts event. We've got a whole weekend of arts events coming up later this month. So the weekend of April 26th, we are kind of partying all weekend at the Arts Council. We've got our first last Friday of the season. Like I said, it's kind of a big block party. Right at the historic courthouse lawn downtown, we've got about 40 vendors coming from arts to nonprofits. We've got food, plus a live band will be on the lawn. The next day, all day at the Visitor Center, which is up at the end of King Street,
mm-hmm.
we will have almost 50 artists set up for an art fair style all over the lawn and down Cameron Street. There will be food trucks, live music there as well, and a beer garden, which is always a lot of fun. And then Sunday afternoon, we've got a parlor concert, which is in partnership with the Music Maker Relief Foundation, also
oh,
a Hillsborough organization. And unfortunately, that one sold out, though.
Yeah.
So, but it's going to be a really great show. We've got the Glorifying Vine Sisters. They're a gospel group. They're coming to one of our local residents' homes to play for about 40 people, which
fantastic.
Is a lot of fun. Yeah.
I know Music Maker Relief Foundation is in Hillsborough. And
they are.
Wow, what a great organization that is,
mm-hmm.
supporting all these old musicians.
Absolutely. Yeah,
fantastic. Well, there are so many things going on in Hillsborough, and I know that, tell me again when that big weekend is. Which weekend?
Yep, it's April 26th, 27th, and 28th. We've got stuff going on all weekend long.
Now, if somebody wants to find out more about that or anything going on with the council, the Hillsborough Arts Council, what do they do?
They can visit us online at hillsboroughartscouncil.org, or they can stop by our gallery and gift shop, which is at 102 North Churton Street in Hillsborough.
Right there in the middle of downtown.
Right there in the middle.
Hey, thank you so much, Tori Mishu. I miss you too. Executive Director at Hillsborough Arts Council. This is Tourism. And last Friday start this month, by the way. So
mm-hmm.
that's another thing that
yep.
we, you know, that's always exciting in Hillsborough. Bring your friends and family to Hillsborough for music, arts, performers, film, and visual arts on the last Friday of every month. And see you next Thursday morning for another This Is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org and follow them on Instagram, Visit Chapel Hill. Of course, we partner with the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau to bring you these conversations every Thursday morning.